so I should be okay. About a year ago, I began asking my audiences, my fans, and even my haters all over the world to send me questions they'd like the answers to or problems they'd like solved. I can't tell you how many questions I got. I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean it literally. I mean really, really bad at math. And my loyal self-assistant, Jamie, is equally useless at the counting thing. What I do know is that I've gotten enough letters to write a book, or two, or three, depending on whether or not you tell your friends, families, and fuck buddies to buy this book, so we'll turn up a nifty profit and my publisher will say, "My God, fuck Dr. Phil. Blame it on Bianca Del Rio is literally a gold mine. We must have a sequel." Another author's note. I know it's not proper editorial form, whatever the fuck that is, to have a second author's note, but I was having cocktails when I wrote the first one and left this out. So, I received 6 billion trillion letters, emails, and Facebook posts from people asking me for advice. If that sounds like a lot, I assure you it's true. Donald Trump told me that he heard this from people who told him that they read it somewhere. Needless to say, a lot of the questions I was asked were somewhat alike in nature, tone, and language. So when you're reading this hilarious book and think to yourself, "Oh my God, that's my letter," it's not. Also, I've changed a lot of the names, not to protect the innocent, but to protect me from the crazy bitches who will call and write an email over and over saying, "Oh, Bianca, thank you so much for using my letter. I knew you liked me." Bitch, I didn't use your letter. You just think I did. Because you're a narcissist in desperate need of counseling or medication. In which case, don't forget to share. I also got lots of emails and letters saying, "I read a question just like that in Dear Abby," which tells me two things. Number one, you're old. Dear Abby's been dead for years. And two, you need counseling. No healthy, sane person remembers random advice questions years later. Get some help. FYI, there are a lot of advice columnists all over the world. Check out Svetlana, that Siberian husky that makes me howl, especially when she gives advice on diet and exercise. Poor thing's never been inside the Kremlin because she can't fit. Also, Abby Ann Landers, Amy, the snotty queen in the Sunday New York Times, and my Uncle Nunzio, who has an opinion on everything and a cleft palate. He doesn't so much give advice as to test your patience. And most of the questions we receive are similar. They're usually about romance. I'm in love with a werewolf. Sex. My werewolf boyfriend comes too quick. Money. I think my caregiver is stealing my Medicare benefits. Or family. My relatives are nice to my brother's kids, but not mine. Do you think it's because they're part werewolf? So don't be shocked if some of the questions feel familiar. With the possible exception of me and Edward James Olmos, dermatologist, everyone in the world has the same fucking problems. So get over yourselves. You're not unique. In fact, you're probably a tad boring. And like everything else, I say that in a kind, loving way. Oh, and it's also entirely possible I just made this shit up. Love you all so much. Mwah. Anyway, before I get to the meat and potatoes of the book, your needy questions, and my bitter, unqualified responses, I want to thank everyone who wrote in questions. Without you, I'm nothing. Okay, that's not true. Without you, I'm still fabulous, and my career is on the way up, 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 up. What's true is that without you, it would have been much harder for Jamie, me, to write this book. So thank you for taking the time to share your details from your pathetic personal lives with me and the world. Chapter 1, I Found a Lump. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Benjamin Franklin. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man ready for hospice care. Bianca Del Rio. I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. In fact, other than the fact that I once blew an OBGYN in a parking lot, I have no connections to health and well-being whatsoever. Yes, I go to the gym, and yes, I work out, but not for health reasons. I have to squeeze my ass and balls into a size 6 moo-moo, so I can't afford to gain weight or it'll cost me a fortune at Lane Bryant. I received quite a few questions on the subject, including a half-written letter from an anorexic who ran out of energy and died when she tried to conjugate the verb purge. Bianca, being disabled and having a hearing and sight impairment, I find it so difficult in nightclub settings to